Alcoholic. I have spent the whole day in bumper-to-bumper traffic, so I'm just this side of homicidal, which is healthier than suicidal. Because at least with homicidal feelings, you're relating to someone else. And that's the theory behind it. This is kind of a different situation for me, coming 4 Thursdays in a row talking about steps and traditions. And the usual thing is, you know, you hit and leave. So I want to explain a couple of things real simply. I hope they're simple. While I'm in traffic, I think. Do you think? And I get very weird, so some of this may come out very weird. If so, blame all those people whose parents were not married who were in front of me. What I'd like to do for the next 4 Thursdays is wander through the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. And I'd like to talk about them through my own experience and what I've learned from other people. And I'm going to be making references to this odd book a lot. And I have 3 goals for the next 4 Thursdays. Goal number 1 is going to be, if you haven't read the book in a long time, I hope to bring up enough energy, frustration, anger, or interest to get you to open the book again. Okay? If anybody does that, I think that's wonderful in the next 4 weeks. So that's one thing. To kind of reintroduce us to the book, I know some use it all the time. I'll talk about my book problems. That's one thing, using the book familiarly. Number 2, for newcomers, to kind of give a, I think, fairly accessible common sense description and explanation of the program. Because we all say the program, and what are we talking about, you know, other than doing what your sponsor wants. The 3rd thing is for those of us who've been around a bit and who are having a bad month. In my experience, February is usually the longest month of the year. So by our association together, for the next while, we can maybe boost up our own encouragement for our own recoveries. There is a line in the book, and it's read all the time in the 5th chapter, that says, do not be discouraged. I get discouraged at the drop of a hat. So hopefully, if you know, from tonight and the next while, it's going to be looking at the book, it's going to be welcoming newcomers, and it's going to be boosting up those of us that desperately need a hug. If that's what we accomplish in the next while, I'll be real happy with that. I know some folks in the room, some folks I don't know at all. Just a quick intro to me. I haven't had to drink or use in about 11 and a half years. I have been fairly active in the program. The only thing I know that works for recovery is Alcoholics Anonymous. I know other people who do other things. Talk to them about how they do it. I don't know how they do it. And I respect it. There are other people who can do it. But what I know is AA, and that was the connection I was able to make on a pretty early basis. Saying that, though, one of the things that's very true is there's a lot of stuff that passes for AA that isn't. I mean, it comes conventional wisdom. Oh, it has to be somewhere in the book. Well, if you can find it, let me know. Some things are just old wives' tales, you see. Like, God only hears you if you're on your knees. Believe me, God is skilled enough to hear you in all kinds of situations. Now, maybe you need to be on your knees, but God doesn't need you to be on your knees, okay? Little things like that. The book, Conventional Wisdom, got a copy? We get newcomers, we give them copies. We put them on shelves. You know, That's what I did for a long time. I got a book because I was very superstitious, and I believed if I didn't get a book, I'd get drunk. So I used it as a lucky rabbit's foot. You know, carry it around. Carry your book. Oh, I have my book in my car. Okay. Tom, did you open it? You crazy? You know, it's a nice new book. I want to keep it new. This is not an icon to be venerated. It is a book to be used. Okay. So can you go through it with crayons? You betcha. Or lipstick or pencil. I use it as a textbook, and I underline stuff and cross stuff out. If you're going to cross stuff out, I suggest you cross it out in pencil. Because it has a funny way of making sense 3 years later. You know? So, problem. Problem number one. We become very familiar with certain parts of the book. They're read all the time. I have a little problem with rarely have we seen. And my problem is as soon as I hear someone say, rarely have we seen, I leave. I don't know where I go, but I go. And I don't come back and tell, could and would have thought. Then I land right back in the room. And it's like hearing certain sermons. You know what they're going to say, why pay attention? They're reading the 12 steps. You know, why do they read those all the time? So I think perhaps, perhaps we should read other sections of the book sometimes just to see if anyone's paying attention. I have a suggestion. I found this part by mistake just last week. The book is divided into two sections. One section, the first third, is theory. Kind of an explanation about why does this work, alcoholism, recovery, wives, employers, vision for you. Then we get into stories, and the stories are the last two-thirds. Some of them are really dull. Some are splendid. This one I just discovered. It's been in my book for years. I just found it. It's entitled, He Had to Be Shown. Wonderful melodramatic title. It goes like this. When I was 18, at the end of high school, the high school team had a banquet at a well-known roadhouse outside of Akron. A roadhouse. Roadhouse. That means a bar. The book is full of 1930s Midwesternisms. And we're going to have to publish a companion to the big book to explain that stuff one of these days. Anyway, text resumed. We boys drove out in somebody's car and went to the bar on the way to the dining room. And I, in an effort to impress the other boys that I was city bred, having lived in Scranton and Cleveland. You like that? This kid's cool, you know. He's lived in Scranton. Asked them if they didn't want a drink. Right? Big shot. They looked at one another oddly, and finally, one of them allowed he'd have a beer. I'll have a beer. And they all followed him. Kids are like this. I mean, you know, what are you drinking? I'll drink one too. Okay. How do you do it? And they all followed him, each of them saying he'd have a beer too. I ordered a martini extra dry. I didn't even know what a martini looked like. But I had heard a man down the bar order one. That was my first drink. Can you imagine? I mean, this is welcome to the world. I spent a year in college on Chinese food and martinis, so I relate to this part very much. I kept watching the man down the bar to see what he did with a contraption like that. And he just smelled of his drink and set it down again. So I did the same. He took a couple of puffs of his cigarette, and I took a couple of puffs of my cigarette. He tossed off half his martini. I tossed off half of mine. and it nearly blew the top of my head off. Bang! Instant brain damage. It irritated my nostrils. I choked. I didn't like it. There was nothing about that drink that I liked. But I watched him. And he tossed the rest of his off, so I tossed off the rest of mine. He ate his olive, and I ate mine. I didn't even like the olive. It was repulsive to me from every standpoint. I drank 9 martinis in less than an hour. That's very funny, and it's in the book. Had been for years. I didn't know that. When I started reading the book, I started with page 1, like you're supposed to. I never read Roman numerals. And it says, war fever ran high in the New England town. Well, how much longer is that going to continue? It continues like that for pages. Just very dull. And I would try getting into the book by starting with page 1 and going for as long as I could before I just pass out, which is about 8 pages on a regular basis. And I couldn't get beyond Bill's story, and I hated Bill. And someone finally explained to me what I could do was just open the book anywhere and go for 5 pages. And then, you know, I mean, so that's what I do. That's how I found that story by mistake. That's where it opened. And I read a part, and it's new stuff to me on a regular basis. Now, I was sober for 8,000 years, and I attended a big book study meeting. I think, how do you get to know people? Go to small meetings. Where are small meetings? Big book study meetings. They're always small. No one goes to them. People don't get laid at big book study meetings, and no one goes to them. It's just one of those things. They go there to get well, you know, can you imagine? So it's usually a small group. Anyway, I went in there, and we started with the Roman numerals. And I had never looked at the Roman numerals before, and this is what it says on page XIX. And this was, by the way, footnote, I mentioned my problem with chapter 5, rarely have we seen. I have exactly the same problem with the 12 traditions. You know, we read the short form, and we're busy talking, planning our next moves. So I guess I had heard them a billion times, but I'd never listened to them. On page XIX, this is what it says. As we discovered the principles by which the individual alcoholic could live, so we had to evolve principles by which the AA groups and AA as a whole could survive and function effectively.